A settlement is in place between the American Civil Liberties Union and the Florida Department of Corrections regarding inmate housing at the Santa Rosa Correctional Institute in Milton.
In its lawsuit filed in August, the ACLU claims it requested from the Department of Corrections last November 2 years' worth of demographic and housing records concerning the Santa Rosa Correctional Institute. DOC rejected that request in April.
In short, the department took the position that although they had the records and the information we sought in an electronic database, they were under no duty pursuant to the Florida Public Records Law to extract the information from the database and provide it to us in a meaningful format.
Plaintiff attorney Benjamin Stevenson says the bed assignment data were needed as part of the ACLU's investigation of pepper spray use against inmates at SRCI.
Very shortly after we sued them, they realized that they did have an obligation to produce the records, and ultimately we were able to settle this without any further need of a court to decide the dispute. They conceded that they could and would produce the records that we had sought.
Calls to the DOC were not returned for this story. In August, Misty Cash, Deputy Communications Director at the agency, conceded that the claims of antiquated technology were not necessarily holding up the ACLU's records request. She said instead it was part of what the agency faces with such requests.
Sometimes it can make those requests longer to fill, because our technology is much older and we don't have the luxury of having a system where everything is cataloged and searchable and easy to retrieve.
But in the settlement dated last Monday, the department agreed to provide in an electronic format any number of bed run reports requested by the ACLU. Benjamin Stevenson calls that a change in policy at Corrections.
The reason I think it is a policy change is that the department, over a number of months earlier this year, steadfastly refused to extract information that we had requested from its database. And now they are willing to extract information from their database. This, I think, is a very positive step in the right direction towards an open government.
DOC's Misty Cash said last summer that upgrading their computer system was in line behind other priorities.
Custody and care of inmates and the safety of staff and having the ability to fill positions come first. Unfortunately, technology and updating software and that sort of thing oftentimes gets pushed back.
In its response, the Department of Corrections also disagreed with the ACLU's position that a query of the department's database is the same as providing existing public records.
There are pieces of the law that talk about not having to provide that sort of information if it's not a record that already exists. That would mean we would be creating a new record.
Another part of the settlement involves the state agreeing to pay $4,000 in legal fees. But the ACLU's Benjamin Stevenson says the agreement is not binding on anyone else seeking the records.
So no one else would necessarily have the right to use the settlement to their benefit, aside from the ACLU, and frankly, aside from the ACLU in this particular circumstance. Nevertheless, it appears that the department is now willing to provide public information to the constituency so that they can be accountable.
Stevenson is also hopeful that the case will remind other public officials that there are consequences to their actions. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.